Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, welcome back to Soul Sisters for Billboard. I'm Jessie Katz, recording at the Chord Club in New York City. Our guest today is Joss Stone. Joss has an album that came out this past year that proved very controversial. It was billed as a reggae album. It did extremely well, and it landed her in some hot water, mainly for the fact that she is a white artist who outsold other artists in the reggae category, and people had a lot to say and a lot to think and a lot to feel about that. And Joss spoke very candidly with me about that and how that felt from her point of view. It was a very interesting conversation. You know, it's a tough subject, but props to her for handling it head on. We also talked about this year's American presidential election cycle and what that looks like to her as someone who is British born. And she asked me to make sense of it for her. And I had trouble doing that, but we worked through it together, you know, talking about Trump and Bernie and Hillary and the whole insanity. So Joss also performs a song for us from her latest album. That is at the end of this podcast. Also, I encourage you to go to Billboard's YouTube page, where this entire conversation was also filmed, including part of that performance. So you can see that on our YouTube page if you are a video type of person. But if you're listening to this, you're also an audiophile like myself. So you can enjoy the whole thing here as well. All right, well, let's get to it. Today's episode of Soul Sisters with Joss Stone.
I've never made a podcast before.
Really?
I've really thought about
I'm
doing
so
it.
So honored.
Yeah, man. I'm really into the podcast.
Yeah, it's so good.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's like very informal chat, whatever. Say whatever you want.
Okay.
Don't censor.
Okay. I'm ready. Oh, I like it when I can hear myself.
I know.
Because I feel like I'm on the radio.
Exactly.
I feel like a professional person.
Yeah. You can modulate your voice a little bit.
Hello.
To sound very serious, to talk about very serious topics.
Yes. Welcome.
Welcome to Soul Sisters.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is this what it's called?
Yeah.
Ah! I love this show already.
And it's so funny because I saw an article about you yesterday that said Joss Stone is a soul sister. And I was like, well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
It was the perfect pick.
Did you come up with the name?
I did.
So how come?
Actually, it would be interesting to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm a white girl. My co-host who's on tour with her band right now is also a white girl. So we were like, soul sisters, we like the idea of it because that's like the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like soul to soul kind of thing.
You're allowed to have a
like
soul.
Like inspiring women.
You don't have to have
a
certain
type
of... I know,
but I was a little nervous about it.
Skin color to have a soul. I've been telling people that for years.
Right, exactly.
It's definitely a thing.
You know about it.
It's an issue.
It's an issue. I know.
But hey, you know, there's racist people everywhere, all over the globe.
That's true.
What can you do?
What can you do? I just hope I'm not one of them.
Sometimes, you know what I've realized in recent years? That people are accidentally racist. They don't mean to be.
Yeah.
They can't help it.
I know.
It's just part of them.
Do you think they're accidentally racist in the way that they speak or like they actually are racist?
They really feel that way.
Yeah.
I think they really feel like a certain way about it. Like they really feel a certain way when they see a certain type of skin color.
Yes.
Attached to a certain job.
Right.
Or lifestyle or drink.
Yeah.
Or,
and they've never thought to question that about themselves.
Yes.
Because they probably weren't around people who ever
questioned
called
it out.
Yeah.
So weird, isn't it?
I know.
I find it very odd.
Are you someone who will call it out in somebody?
Yeah.
You see it? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
I think it's good.
You know, it's okay to say that.
No, I know. I think I spent a lot of my life, especially in childhood, letting those things pass.
Because why? I because it's
like
PC.
The PC police. Yeah. You know, there was like such a backlash against that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
let's
not
be so PC.
Like, that's not the right way to be. This is the right way to be. You don't want to be that girl.
No.
No.
But it's not even about being PC. It's like the way that we speak affects people.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say mean things, it will hurt people.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Right.
So simple, isn't it?
It is. It ought to be.
Do you know that they have watch things where you hold, they hold the watch and they move them about. Did you know that? So like if you are a man that likes watches, you get one of these watch holders, which we have for jewelry and things like that. And yeah. It actually moves to keep the watch alive.
Oh, the ones that need to be wound.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's for watches that don't run on a battery. Yes, I've heard of that.
Isn't that amazing?
It's awesome.
Yeah. I love that. I love that if you put it down.
But it's also like so lazy.
So just lazy.
Just wind your watch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe there is that. But people have like 50 watches, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Can't wear them all.
It's for the man who has a certain level of watch and has like 100 of those.
Too many.
He has too much going on to wind them.
Lazy
he could
bastard.
Pay someone to wind them.
He could.
Or
he could pay for
probably
a watch
those
winder.
People eventually buy him that thing. Like, you know, boss, I could keep winding your watches, yeah. But Merry Christmas.
What an amazing little idea.
Yeah.
I love little gadgets. Like, you know, when you go on the plane in, is it American Airlines? I think it is. They have Sky Mall magazine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you pick it up?
Yes.
You're a Sky Mall reader?
I am so a Sky Mall reader.
Are you a Sky Mall shopper?
Yes.
Really?
I bought a lamp from there once. And I had to know. I realized.
What was it about that lamp that you were like, that I need
it
right now?
It was horrible.
And yeah, I'm
I
sure.
Bought, it was horrible.
Was it so horrible it was horrible. Amazing? Or just horrible?
It was horrible that it, yes, it was amazing. It's in my brother's house now. And it's a 1930s woman.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, awesome. And her head is the lamp. And I thought, that's so funky.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I bought it. And then I had to have it like shipped over because I didn't realize you can only buy it in America. And I was like, why the hell did I do this? I've already spent the money. Now I've got to pay to have it come over. And it was disgusting.
They'll only ship it to America?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I had to do all this bollocks to get it back home.
Huh.
And now my
what if it's an international flight?
Yeah.
Was it an international flight? I have so many questions about how this
I
works.
Don't know. I don't think so. I can't remember.
SkyMall, please tweet at us.
Yes. Yeah,
explain yourselves.
Oh my God, SkyMall. And you know, there's always that. There's like a few items that always are in there for the last 10 years I've been in there.
Yeah.
And there's this one little guy that you put in your garden that looks like a ghoul and he's coming out from the garden and it's scary and freaky and horrible. Every time I see that.
Yeah.
And it never goes
freaks
away.
You out.
Years later, I will look in the same magazine. It'll still be there.
Maybe you should buy it and then you would get over your fear if you saw it every day.
Maybe.
Do you have a garden?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I can. Oh, there's also like a gorilla that you can put in your garden, which I kind of have
that'd
considered.
Be cool. It's like life size?
Yeah. No, that's like huge. It's like absolutely massive.
Yeah.
God, I'd love to have that in my garden. I know it's horrible. I'm the type of person to have a gnome.
Yeah. And like take it around the world and take pictures of it everywhere.
Yeah. Actually, once, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Once, I asked my friend Brian to steal this gnome that I walked by when I was at his house.
Uh-huh.
And it was in his next door neighbor's house. I was like, Bri, you've got to get that gnome.
I need
and
that
send
gnome.
A letter to them and let them know that
like
I'll take
a ransom
it
letter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he do it?
What happened was he said he got so stressed out by the whole thing. He got like, he got all dressed up and like did all this stuff to his hair. And
yeah.
And then he kind of, he got in there, he got the gnome and he said it was really heavy. And he had to bring it out and it was a purple, he had a purple jacket, so that's why I liked it. Anyway, then he
the
called me.
The gnome had a purple jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he called me and he said, I've got this gnome.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't know what to do with it because I can't send it to you because it's so heavy.
He panicked.
He panicked, so he put it back. He went through the whole thing again.
That was it.
To put it back.
How much time had passed? Do you
like
think they
two
noticed?
Or 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like an instigator.
Yeah, I don't do the job
is
myself.
That your role in the friend group?
Yeah. Go on.
You're starting shit quietly from the corner.
Yeah. You go.
Oh, I used to be terrible. Like that too. I had a bus driver scream at me once that I was an instigator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I started a card game where I was playing cards in the aisle and it really made him mad.
Yeah,
it might have been a safety issue, but...
No, God,
like
no.
Like kids play cards.
It's only cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Bus drivers were very moody when I was younger.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the way it is all over the world. It,
do you think the job makes them moody or moody people are drawn to that job?
I think the children make them moody.
Yeah.
Driving the actual bus without the children in it.
Would be fun.
I think they would be fine.
That'd be cool.
But maybe
there are a lot of cool
of
things
rage.
You could do in that bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably live on it if you want it.
They definitely have road rage.
Big time.
Yeah. They should not be driving around children. Nope. And there are no seatbelts on those buses.
True.
Yeah.
And they don't like the singing thing either.
No.
They're not a fan of that.
No.
Sing-alongs, no thank you.
It's just a ticking time bomb in those buses.
Yeah. It's not good. I wouldn't want to be a bus driver.
It's a weird way to start the day.
No. Especially so early. Imagine getting
up. What time did you get on the bus?
4 a.m. or so. What, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I got on the bus.
You're saying the drivers start super early.
The driver's got to start.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Right.
To go around.
They
got
to get there to the bus depot or wherever they pick it up.
I think I got on the bus about 7.
So our guys keep looking at me like, let's start. This is how we start it.
This is it.
We're started.
We started.
This is the podcast.
Intro into like the camera or anything like that? All right, I didn't know. I just was waiting for a cue.
We're on it.
Okay.
So we're working.
All right, sorry.
we're podcasting.
Yeah. Hello. I didn't know if it was a small talk. On the job here.
It is small talk. But these are the issues, Chris. This is what we're getting to.
It's important stuff that people think about all the time.
Yes.
And just not brave enough to talk about bus drivers.
And I would like to think this is the first time you've ever gone on record about it before.
It is.
So this is an exclusive.
That's true.
Okay. As we were.
As we were.
I don't know how to get that vibe back. welcome to Soul Sisters.
Aw, thanks.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Who sang that song? Hey, Soul Sister.
Shit.
It was the guy in the band.
Train.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, God, there I was thinking it was the guy, you know, Maroon 5 guy.
Oh.
No, it wasn't him. Train. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Train.
He had a good voice. He still has a good voice.
Maroon 5 kind of picked up and carried forward the Train tradition, I feel. Not that Train isn't still carrying on. They're both doing their thing.
But I hear you. I hear
you. But I think similar. There's a line you could draw from one to the other, perhaps.
Probably.
Just saying.
I don't know how they feel about that.
I don't know either.
Everyone's going to get mad.
You know, if they're listening to Soul Sisters, then this is a victory no matter how they take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Do you go out?
I went out once.
Once
for St. Patrick's
Day.
Once ever in my
life. The one time I went out, it happened to be St. Patrick's Day.
I went out. I was in Nashville for some reason. I cannot remember why. And it was one of those nights where I don't have a gig the next day.
Okay.
That means I can go
Let
out.
Loose.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I went out. And first of all, I didn't have any ID. And I know that in America,
it's very important.
You have to have ID.
Yeah.
Even if you're 85. You have to have it.
It depends on where you are.
God, they're getting really
But nice. Nashville, yeah.
Definitely, right?
Yeah,
I so, think so I was like ruining everybody's night, so I had to go home.
But no one would let you in?
No. Apart from the shisha bar, they let me in.
Yeah.
Of course. But but I remember kind of looking around thinking, oh my God, like everything's just gone tits up. Like women were like weeing in the middle of the street. They were... Everyone was punching each other and just going crazy.
That was happening outside of our Midtown office like 4 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah, because of the parade.
So they go mad.
And
they just
insane.
Get really pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just talking to my colleague, Chris, who is Irish by blood.
Oh.
Not Irish born, but by blood.
Oh.
But he's UK born.
That's enough.
And, yeah. But he had not the kindest things to say about how we treat St. Patrick's Day here.
So do you know what it's about?
I would dare not answer that question with any authority. The
I was
way you
told
just asked
today,
me
this is like, I know it's a terrible thing because we really should know.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah.
So I was told today by a certain somebody that actually St. Patrick was either English or Welsh. He was not Irish.
Really?
Now,
okay.
Is that true? Or did this person just want to wind me up and
Chris?
Send me into an interview to say such a disgusting thing?
We
you
don't know
either.
Nobody knows. Okay. I feel better about not knowing. Slash concerned for all of us.
I think people just want to get pissed and have a laugh.
Yeah.
But why do they have to do it? They can do that any day of the week, but...
But we don't, because we like build it up, and then it's like crazy.
I like the Irish style, though.
Yeah.
I like their style of having a party.
Right.
Like there's no line.
Oh, yeah?
No line. Irish.
Yeah.
They're the Irish.
They're just relaxed.
Don't mess with them in any way.
Yeah.
At any point.
Ever.
Yeah.
Don't just think about it.
If they offer you a drink, drink it.
Take it. Yeah.
Take it.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, trying to think to get us back on the topic of you.
Oh.
I mean, just because maybe some people want to know what's going
it's
on
not
with
half
you.
As interesting as St. Patty's Day.
I could talk about that with you all day. But are you touring right now? What's happening?
Okay. So what's
What's this moment of your life?
Okay, so I put out a record called Water for Your Soul.
Yes.
Which is a record that sounds, you know, it's a mixture of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So there's reggae influence, there's hip hop, there's R&B. That's like the backbone of it.
Uh-huh.
But all the little cherries on the cake are like world influence, kind of. There's Irish fiddles.
Yeah,
there's Brazilian beats, uh-huh, on the same song.
Okay.
There's flamenco guitar.
Cool.
There's Arabic sarod. There's a bansuri, which is, I think you call it a bansuri. God, I hope I haven't got that wrong. It's a flute. Anyway, okay. It's an Indian flute. And I keep getting the name wrong. So there's a lot of different things going on.
Yeah. Parts of it are like, they reminded me of like mid-90s Whitney or like,
oh,
Brandy. There's like some cool 90s kind of R&B stuff going on. It's a very eclectic album.
That was when that was kind of my upbringing, I suppose. I was around at that time. Oh, that's so cool that you hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I like talking to people about it because you always get a different...
Like what? Like what is your musical DNA that then comes out when you listen to this album?
Yeah. You are what you eat?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what you spit out?
Yeah.
But I enjoyed making it because it wasn't like a rule. It wasn't, we're making a soul record.
Right.
Or we're making a
reggae record. But it's being called a reggae album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Which made some headlines.
Do you know what? People are pissed off.
I know.
And I don't.
All right. But Billboard's kind of involved in this.
Billboard.
So let's put it out there.
Okay. So let me talk about this for a minute.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So the article that I read was, I don't know whether it was complimentary to the record or not.
Okay.
And I'm not really, I don't really know what, I don't know how to feel about that. But I know, it's very weird. Like, so it, I guess what was the title? It was the best reggae album of the year?
So it said no, it wasn't the top.
The top. So yes.
So this is the nuts and bolts of it.
That's the most
it
important
part. It
was top,
part. Not best. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was
and
measuring-
it wasn't artist, it was album.
So, well, okay, so it's top reggae albums artist and reggae album.
Was it albums artist as well?
Yes.
Oh.
Because.
Well, I think that's so nice.
Yeah, and guess who was number two?
Who?
Bob Marley.
Oh, gosh.
Right, but because it's measuring current album sales, so that's albums in the last 18 months, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about numbers.
Right, so it's about numbers.
And I, by the way, I sold like nothing. I mean, really.
I mean.
Like 20,000 or 27,000 or something like that. I don't know how much I sold, but
okay.
At the end of the
you're
day.
You're being modest. I mean, it did well.
No, it didn't. I mean, it did.
Well, maybe in the genre.
Yes, it did well in the genre.
Yes.
You know, so, but that might mean, you know, other people didn't put more money behind it or something. You don't know what that means.
Right.
So it, in a way, it's like, I don't know. I guess we're kind of downplaying something that should be celebrated. Yeah, I should be like, yes.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. My dad sent it to me the day it came out. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel like chuffed about this.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, God, everyone's going to be really mad at me.
Did you? You preemptively knew.
Well, I knew that. Like when I was making the record, Damian Marley was doing this other record with myself and a few other people for a project that we did.
Okay.
And we were in the studio together chatting away and I played him Love Me, which is the first track on this album.
Yeah.
And Underworld or Clean Water or something. Anyway, he was like, Joss, you got to do a reggae record. And I laughed and I said, Damien, everyone would be so mad with me if I do that. And he goes, nah, don't worry about them. Forget those people. Do it. So, you know, even then, that was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I know I have received this kind of attitude since I began. So people,
I'm sure,
they always
as a
focus,
neo soul singer,
well, as a white singer,
yes,
not just about what
right,
type of
I'm
music
si-
I'm singing.
Oh,
it's about the fact that my skin is.
You think
terribly
regardless
pale.
Of the genre?
Yeah, regardless of the genre. I mean, because I've done lots of records.
Well,
I've done
true.
Seven
you've,
records.
You've
now.
You've been in a few genres.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, which I love.
Maybe if you were doing like Irish fiddle music.
Maybe I'll be allowed then. They'd be like, but she's not Irish.
Yeah, right. That's true.
How dare she do this?
Good point.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, I am used to this whole, you know, racist attitude. I mean, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's very nice.
No. You know, I read one thoughtful piece about it that understood what the list was, and they were just saying, you know, there's a deeper issue here, which is that white artists often outsell black artists, and so, you know, maybe that's an unfortunate thing we should look at why that happens, you know, like why her album would do so much better than other reggae albums, you know, but that, which is a totally another conversation.
I hope that it's not because I'm white.
Yeah.
I just hope it's because people like the music.
I mean, that's like chicken or the egg.
Do you think it's because I'm white?
I mean, I think maybe it's because you're Joss Stone, and that's a name, and people are curious to hear what that is. If it's a reggae album by Joss Stone, or they're just fans of yours, you know, I think like your popularity just crossed over.
They'll buy it before they even know what it sounds like. Some people will.
Yeah.
But not everyone. So I think it's mostly because of the records I sell today. There'll be a handful of people that buy it because they hear, oh, this is a style of music that I am interested in. Or they might hear about the world tour and go, oh, I want to hear what she's been inspired by.
Yeah.
And then someone else might buy it because, oh, I remember Right to Be Wrong when she was 17. I'm 28.
Right.
They might be like, I remember that girl.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest handful.
Yeah.
I think that's probably 70% of the people that buy it.
Right.
You know, so.
Totally.
I don't know whether that's because I'm white or that's because I had a record deal when I was, you know, 15.
I mean, the kind of music that you make and the sound that you attempted and just like achieved right out of the gate is not, that was not the easiest route to go. No. So I don't think that you've, you know, I don't think anything's been made necessarily easier for you.
No, but it's not worth having if it's not easy, is it?
I agree with that.
I guess it's boring otherwise, isn't it? So, yeah, I don't know, man. I think... just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if people are going to be negative, you know, I don't know.
That's
don't worry
be
about
part
them,
of it.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say, if you give a kidney to somebody, someone's going to be mad with you for it. Someone will be like, oh, get you.
It's true.
Such a bitch.
Yeah.
How can you give her the kidney?
So are you someone who reads comments and then you disregard them, or you just tune all that out right away?
I pretty much tune it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I read them.
Sometimes
and I think,
some slip through.
Yeah, and it's mostly like journalists.
Yeah.
Like the comments from the people, you know, you got to take it with a pinch of salt because you don't know.
Right.
You don't know who they are.
Yes.
You don't know whether their comment's worth reading or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're going to just be mean to everybody on the internet. You don't know.
Right.
But when it's a music critic, I do feel like I really want to know what they think because they are, a lot of them are... musicians. They've been musicians. They've been in a band and they really care about music, and that's why they're writing about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them are just really angry that they didn't manage to become a musician.
I was going
to
say,
there's some
that's
of those
the other
too.
Way it can go.
Yeah. But, you know, I think...
So are there some critics that you return to?
No. I just pay more attention. Like if it's an article and someone's taking the time to go, right, this is what I think about this piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
But then when they start... The second they mention the color of my hair, my eyes or my skin, every single thing that they say loses credibility for me.
Interesting.
Because it is not, I'm not a model. I'm not here providing a look for you.
Right.
I'm providing a sound, a feeling,
a
piece of art in this particular form.
Uh-huh.
So comment freely
and
deeply on that. But when you start talking about how I look, you got to move on.
Can I ask your opinion about something?
Yes.
My co-host, Dara, who's not here today because she's on tour with her band, but she and I had this debate recently because it was based on Bethany Costantino from Best Coast. She's had some disputes with journalists who come to her shows and comment about how they don't feel like she smiles enough on stage.
Who's
and
this Bethany? What's she?
She's in a band, Best Coast.
They're
like a kind of surf rock band out in California.
Okay.
And anyway, so she has started fighting back on social media and whatnot, and she wrote a long letter for Lenny Letter, which is Lena Dunham's newsletter.
Okay.
Anyway, and she's saying, like, I'm not there to smile for you, and I'm not there to, like, look happy for you. I'm performing, and I'm doing my job, and And she cited this one critic in particular who had talked about how she looked sexy at the show that he went to, and commented a lot on how, you know, she looked beautiful, but she wasn't smiling and she didn't look happy to be there. And so Dara and I were then debating if he if it's not his place to even say anything positive about how she looks, you know, like, because I was like, he shouldn't even say that she looks sexy, because that's not relevant either. Mm. And she was like, yeah, but like, can't you say, you know, if a performer is, you know, thinking a lot about their costume and they come out looking a certain way and you think they look great, can't you say they look great?
You can say whatever you want.
I know, but what do you think? Like, do you think that's relevant? To comment on a performer's look, good or bad?
I just think when you're reviewing an album, it's different to when you're reviewing a show.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
So for a show. Yeah.
I think it's important to put on a show.
Uh-huh.
And my show, by the way, is pretty minimal. I mean, I'm pretty much singing songs.
Yeah.
But I do put my makeup on.
Yeah.
And I do clip my hair in.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when I can be bothered. And, you know, I try to like make an effort.
Yeah.
And my band, they make an effort too.
Yeah.
I guess it's like going out for an evening. You make an effort.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if somebody wants to comment on how my show looks, uh-huh, because it's a show.
Right.
And we are entertaining people.
Yeah.
Of course they can comment on that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think for her specifically.
Slope,
well, yeah, it is.
Like to say that if he's allowed to say that he thinks she looks sexy, then couldn't he also, wouldn't it also be in his right to say if he didn't think she looks sexy?
Yeah. Of course.
But like, it's in his
right to say whatever he wants.
Yeah. But as a review of a show, that feels off to me.
I think if you're reviewing the music, just the music, then you do not have a right.
No. But if it's a show, if it's then it's the whole.
You know what? When you're reviewing the album, yeah, you should also review the album artwork. Yes, you should.
Yes.
Because it's part of the piece.
Which you are very responsible for album artwork, right? Or you have
a big
say?
Well, this one,
no. No, okay.
Well, I have a say, of course.
You have a say.
Because, of course, it's my my whole piece. So I want it to, you know, work with the sound and,
right,
you know. So actually this time a fan made the artwork.
Oh, really?
We did a competition on Facebook and it was lovely.
Oh, that's cool.
So this is going off piece, but I tried to explain what the album sounded like,
yeah,
in words, which is practically impossible, and gave the title and explained what that meant.
Yeah.
And then we got, you know, a fair few hundred beautiful pieces of art.
Wow.
And it was gorgeous. I loved it because I got to see what people feel when they listen to my voice and what they got from what I said. And
that did you
was
look
really
at
nice.
All the submissions?
Yeah. That's oh, nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
For like a few weeks, I looked at them. Yeah. Like, playing some of the songs and, you know, thinking which one's going to work.
Yeah.
But that was great. And that was part of the feeling of the album. Like I want it to be like everybody joining together and making something beautiful. All the musicians coming from different parts of the world.
Yeah.
You know, they are expressing themselves and the art actually does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So that was nice. But I would hope that if somebody picks that up, I hope that they would talk about that.
Yeah.
And they'll talk about how it was put together, because that whole thing is something I am putting on the table to be commented on.
Right.
And when I'm doing a show, I would say the same for every aspect of my show.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if I stood there and didn't move, I would expect somebody to say, she stood there and didn't move. That's okay to say.
Yeah.
You know, but if you want to do a show that's just for ears only,
uh-huh,
then you should do it on the radio. And then you really will get the right opinion for the right thing.
Right.
You know, but if she isn't
the smiling thing,
she's allowed to feel however she feels.
Right.
You know, so if she's not smiling, maybe there's a reason for that. And maybe the person that was commenting on that needs to be very careful and sensitive to her feelings too.
Yeah.
Not just his own.
Well, this is a bigger thing. It's like the whole catcalling thing, or like, you know, women walking down the street in New York are constantly being shouted at by construction workers to smile. I mean, I used to get that all the time.
Yeah.
And I used to kind of take it on the chin because I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Because
I was in my early 20s and I didn't know how to talk back to that, basically, you know?
Yeah.
But in my head,
you
I'd be like,
intimidated.
You fucking smile. Like, I'm going to my job. It's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I've barely slept.
Did you ever turn around and say that?
I never did.
Oh.
I know. I regret all those missed opportunities. Did you?
Yes. Many times.
Good for you.
You know, every now and then you're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
And you're allowed.
Did you ever? I watched a Sex and the City where the ginger one did that. She turned around and like gave the guy shit.
Yes.
I just
she would. That's a Miranda move.
Yes, Miranda. So inspiring. You go, girl. It's very funny.
So are you a Miranda then?
It's
the question we're all supposed to ask each other.
I don't know, actually. Probably. I'm not really
Everyone's
sure. I don't
like,
watch
well,
it enough.
I'm like smart like Miranda, but I'm creative like Carrie. You know,
oh, right.
I like to combine them that way.
Oh, God. I don't know. My favorite one's the really like naughty
Samantha.
One. Yeah, she's my favorite.
Yeah.
I wish I was like that. but I'm not.
It seemed very scandalous and raunchy back in those days.
Yeah.
I don't know if that character would seem as shocking today.
No, probably not.
No.
No.
She kind of like set that stage.
Yeah.
Now we have Broad City. Like it's just all out there.
So Broad City, I've just heard about that.
Oh, you should watch it.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
Well, I was told about it this morning because they mentioned my name in it.
Did they?
And they showed me a little clip. Yeah. The lady was like, and it was so cool because it was like in a good way, not in a bad way. Thank God.
That's better.
She goes, one of the chicks in it was like, oh, I've got a tag on my top. And this other girl said, doesn't matter what you wear. Justin doesn't wear shoes and, yes. and she doesn't care. And I just thought, yes, what a cool thing.
I saw
thing.
That one, the security tag.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. I thought about that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's an intro. Honor. Oh. Let me tell you, that show is, yeah.
Is it good?
That's cool. It's good.
I wonder
it's
if we can get good. It in the UK. I bet we can.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how streaming works.
Online, you can get anything these days.
Okay, there you go.
What are you watching at the moment? Any series that I should get?
I mean, Transparent is the show that I always talk about. It's everything. What are you watching?
Well, nothing really.
No.
I'm too
time.
Busy.
I know.
But you know what? There's certain things that I really like, and I'm such a cheese ball. Like, I can't help it. I like magical things.
Meaning?
Anything that is magical.
Okay.
It's got to be like fiction and a bit like, you know, wizards could turn up.
Okay.
That's what I like.
Like Lord of the Rings kind of stuff?
No, that's too scary.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Harry Potter?
It's too dark.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, the first Harry Potter I really like.
Yeah.
But what's it called? Once upon a time.
Well, yeah, okay.
I love that. I love it so much. I know, I'm such a baby.
It's like kind of like...
Family.
Family.
Real family.
That's nice.
I like it.
That's good.
I like the romance.
Yeah.
And, you know, all
I feel
the
like those things probably help ground you in a very like, surreal life.
Kind of a bit, bit off there.
Yeah.
You know, a bit away with the fairies.
Right.
But I like away with the fairies. You know.
Did you grow up watching a lot of TV? Were you a TV household?
No. We weren't allowed to watch TV, actually.
Oh, really?
For most of the time.
Why was that?
If it was not raining, we weren't allowed to watch TV.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
The parents were like, go outside?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
No, it was good. It was good. So it was like, doesn't matter if your favorite show's on, it's not raining.
Okay.
So sort your life out, get outside. Like, oh my God. So I would kind of wake up. I liked to watch music videos, MTV.
Ah.
And they used to play music videos.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. And they played them like back to back for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yes, they did.
And they had MTV Bass, which I don't know if you had that over here, but
it was
hosted by Trevor Nelson.
Okay.
He is a radio DJ and he works with like soul music always. He's the guy for the soul music and R&B and hip hop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he hosted this thing called MTV Unplugged.
Okay.
I think. Or no, he didn't host it. It was on his show or something.
Okay.
Somehow they linked through him because I think it was shot in America. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, MTV Unplugged were like those live concerts.
And then
they would put the albums out.
Right.
That I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I only ever saw one, but I think that must have been shot here in New York or somewhere like
probably.
That.
Probably.
Somewhere like really cool.
Yeah.
Like Philadelphia or somewhere like that. Anyway.
I don't know about Philadelphia.
I mean, Philly's no cool. Maybe that's just me. I'm a bit of a dork. So Lauryn Hill was doing her Unplugged.
Ah, yes.
And my God, I used to have to sneak down at night and play it really quietly and like turn up the volume to like one. And I'd just sit there and then my dad would be like, Jocelyn! Get a bed. And I'd be like, damn it. So I go upstairs.
I love that album, by the way.
I loved it.
Some people say she only had one good album, but I like the Unplugged album.
That one is a really good one.
It's cool. It's different, but...
Sometimes, like, I lose what the hell she's talking about in one. But I kind of like that because it's like
it's
this
kind of
mad
biblical
poem.
And then, yeah, yeah.
And it's got all these layers.
Exactly.
And if you actually sit and, like, rewind, listen to it again, you're going to get something from it.
Yeah.
She's a clever cookie.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's great.
So you were into the soul scene back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering where your voice came from. Like, were you born with that voice? And then you found your genre, or you were kind of emulating people that you loved and you were just able to do it?
Yeah, I was emulating people that I loved, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what we all do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you grow up in that environment, you're listening to that type of music all the time.
Right. Were your parents playing a lot of music around the house?
Yeah. So our house was full of different styles.
Okay.
So my sister, she really liked like Steps and Spice Girls and Boyzone and things like that.
Yeah.
And I actually really liked Spice Girls as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I would kind of dip in and out of everyone's style. So my sister, she was real pop.
Okay.
Some of the stuff I absolutely like hated.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't stand this.
Yeah.
And my brother, he was into like Sum 41 and Offspring and things like that.
Okay.
So that was that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe this song, but not that one.
And what's the order, birth order?
Oh, so my sister's older than me.
Okay.
And my older brother, Dan, he was like, he actually listened to Pink Floyd a lot, but he also listened to like hip hop and like really like nasty like jungle, and it had horrible lyrics in it, and my dad wouldn't let it be played in the house kind of thing, like really dirty, horrible stuff.
Uh-huh.
So he's the eldest.
Okay.
And then my sister is right there, and then it's me, and then Harry.
Okay.
So
Harry was Sum 41.
Harry was Sum 41.
Yeah.
But now he's more like drum and bass, jungle, reggae, kind of, you know. So he really inspires me in that, because he plays me stuff I've never heard before.
Really?
Yeah, he's great. And my dad, he was more like James Brown, The Clash, The Jam, Lynton Kwesi Johnson, and my mum, female vocalist, Whitney Houston, Melissa Etheridge, Via Condias. So that was all going on.
So you had it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of different things.
Right.
We didn't really have any like proper rock going on.
Okay.
That was kind of missed, apart from Melissa's rock, but
right,
you know. More like soul. She sings quite soulful.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. There's some things missing. Like no real jazz.
Uh-huh.
No real country.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't a lot of classical going on.
Have you found those things on your own as an adult?
Yeah, I found them.
Yeah.
But not. I'm not so into them.
Okay.
You know?
Like when you go into a record store, what section do you go to first?
World music now.
Really?
I really like world music.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what you're putting out, so it's what you're taking
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Yeah. So the world tour. So I said, you asked me where I'm right now.
Yes. Good. Way to circle back. Thank
I know.
You.
I forgot
you're a great
to tell
host.
You. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so the album is there.
Yeah.
But that is, it's the thing. It's there. It's whatever. If you want to get it, you can get it. Blah, 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 blah.
Uh huh.
But the total world tour is something that I'm actually doing right now.
Okay.
And that is just completely, it's just a trip because it's so different to anything I've ever done before.
How so?
So it includes every country on the planet and won't exclude any. So that in itself is...
Over how much time?
Well, I hope that it will be in about 2 or 3 years I'll be done.
Wow.
I hope that it will be like a concise thing, but I don't know.
Oh my God.
It might take me 20 years.
Yeah.
But
okay, so this is not something where like all the dates have been announced.
No.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's like, how do you even book these gigs?
Yeah.
And I had an agent. I was with the CAA, which is like this big agency group that, you know, everybody
they're
loves.
Big.
And they're like, yay, we have everyone. We're fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had the idea for the world tour years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I routed it on a plane home, just roughly routed it.
Okay.
You know, like we do this section that time of year, that then, and that then.
Did you have a map?
I had a map.
Yeah.
I did it with my friend Paul, who's a traveler. He's a war journalist and he's traveled all around the world.
So he knows.
Oh, yeah.
He knows all the obscure places.
Yeah. He knows all the dangerous parts more likely. And he kind of knows who's having a fight with who. So don't go in through that way. Go in through the other way.
Wow.
So that was an interesting little moment. And I gave the routing to my booking agent.
Uh-huh.
And he just laughed for like 5 years and just went, yeah, we'll do it. I'm like, yeah, but I do seriously want to do it. Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
So this predated the album. It's not tied to the album.
No, no.
The idea wasn't.
It inspired it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the idea for the tour inspired the album?
The actual tour inspired the album.
Cool.
The actual, you know, making of and doing it.
So when did you start?
I started a year before last.
Okay.
So, and because we've had the album in between.
Yeah.
We haven't been like solidly doing it. We've only done like 59 countries.
Right.
But hopefully we should be able to do, you know, we should get to 100 by the end of this year. But each, the thing that inspired the world influence on the album is the collaborations that I do. So in each country,
on the tour.
We collaborate with someone that is from that country and that makes music that is from that country.
Cool.
So I will then learn. It's very difficult, but I do it. So I'll be like, right, let's have a song. If they're singers, if they've actually got vocals on the track,
yeah.
If not, I'll write one. But
okay,
say, right, let's have a song of yours that you want to do.
Uh-huh.
And we'll make a little video and we'll put it out and hopefully spread the word and do lovely things. And I'll learn it. So I have to learn a little piece or as much of it as I possibly can,
yeah,
in a whole other language. And it's got all this different timing and different ways of singing. And I just find it.
So
I
when
love
does
it.
That start? Do you go to the country and then you meet them and then you start it? Or does that begin before you get there?
Yeah, it begins before.
Yeah.
So there's a lady called Hannah.
Okay.
And her job is to find people for me to collaborate with.
Yeah.
And to find a beautiful person doing something beautiful in that place.
Okay.
And it's usually a charity. That's where it leads us.
Okay.
Someone that's just basically giving their time and their life to something beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's amazing too.
What are the criteria in her mind to find an artist that you would love to collaborate with?
The criteria is something that is traditional to that place.
Okay.
That's it. So okay. If they come to us and they sound like a country artist and they're actually from Zimbabwe,
uh-huh.
We say, okay, so is this traditional to the area? And they'll be like, actually, you know, maybe not.
Yeah.
So, but then there are artists that they do traditional songs,
uh-huh.
But they also have like a whole set full of Western songs that they sing because the tourists like it.
Right.
So like hidden but underneath that is something that they created.
Yeah.
And that has their specific rhythm. Like Uruguay has a specific rhythm to Uruguay called candombe.
Uh-huh.
And it's like nowhere else. So you learn about things like this.
Yeah.
As you go through it. And there's a guy called Ruben Rada, but he sings a lot of soul, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of covers.
Uh-huh.
But actually, talk to him about candombe, you learn something about Uruguay. So
cool. Do they come on stage with you then?
If like we really hit it off,
okay.
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
But normally you just kind of
so you make a video together.
Yeah, we make a little video. So we're collecting them all now. We're actually getting to a point where we're going to start putting them out so people can like join in on the journey a bit.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be nice to see what people think.
So how many countries by the end?
There'll be about 204 probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But it depends what you think politically.
Right. That's tricky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So how are you guys deciding that?
I don't know. I'm just going to be like, right, if you think you're a country, I'm going to play you.
There's one guy.
Countries apply here.
There's this chap, right, and I don't remember the name of a country, but there's this chap that's gone over to like a little tiny island somewhere off of England.
And claims it as his country?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I've got my own currency. Yeah, I've got my own passport.
You should definitely do a show there.
I've got to do it, haven't I?
Yes. Just as a video, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But then he would have to be my collaboration.
Yeah, it's true.
He's going to have to
learn. Very smart of him.
Yeah.
He's really set this up. Does he have a flag? Like,
I think
planted
he does.
His own flag?
Yeah. They try to get him off, like, a lot. They try regularly to get him off, and he won't.
He's like, how dare you? This is my sovereign land.
He's like, I'm going to arrest you in a minute, put you in my jail.
Yeah. Wow. So I think at the end of all of this, you should clearly do like a final show with every artist that you've collaborated with.
That is a great idea.
That'd be cool.
I would like to do that.
Yeah.
But there'd be a lot of people on that stage.
There'd be a lot. You have time to plan
have
it.
To make a big stage.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's got to be a field somewhere that would fit everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make a little album.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There was this
maybe
song.
Like We Are the World.
Yeah.
Like
oh, God,
vibe.
No. I mean, yes,
what?
That would be fantastic. Sorry. Yeah, no. So there was this guy called Ronnie. Let me tell you this little story.
Okay.
This is my favorite story at the moment.
Okay.
Probably because it's quite recent and I can't remember the rest. But we went to Botswana.
Uh-huh.
And this guy called Ronnie, which you should go on YouTube and look this guy up.
Just Ronnie?
Ronnie, Botswana.
Okay.
I reckon that'll take you there.
Okay.
And he plays the guitar in a Botswanian manner. I don't know if that's the right term for it, but it's got like the three strings and then there's a gap and then the top or the lower string is a bass string.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays it in this wonderful, magical way. And it's like nothing else. So I thought, that's it. I really want to work with him.
Yeah.
So I asked Hannah to say, hey, Han, can you get him to send me something that has a song on it that I can do or, you know, tell me what to write?
Yeah.
So he said, well, write this song about the rain coming because we haven't had rain for 11 months and it is not good. We need rain.
Uh-huh.
And so on the way over, I thought, okay, I've got to write a rain song. So I did, and it was really, really simple. And it just says, rain, you know, fall down, rain, come on, let's do this, rain. And it's all, you know, very cool and very chill and very, like, simple. And I get off the plane, and the guys that picked us up were like, you'll never guess what? It's rained.
No.
It's been pissing it down.
What?
And the whole time we were there, it rained. And in the gig, it was like sideways rain.
Did that freak you out?
It was amazing. I thought it was the best coincidence.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ever.
That's cool.
I loved it. So, you know, I like to think because I was in the plane writing it.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just a little bit closer to the rain gods.
Yeah, they heard you. They heard you better.
But, you know,
wow,
these things
you
happen.
Should try that with other things.
I should, shouldn't I?
And for each country you go to, say, what do you guys need the most?
What do you need?
Yeah.
And I shall write a song and you
when
shall have
clouds.
It.
When I'm in the clouds. Yeah, exactly.
When I'm in the clouds. Can you imagine?
Those are some scary powers.
Ah, isn't it just the weirdest thing? So yeah, that was fun.
Are you a mystical person? Like, do you get into that kind of thing?
I do.
Yeah.
But I don't really believe it.
No?
No.
You just like the fun of it?
Yeah. It's okay. Weird. It's like deep down, I know that it's bollocks. Yeah. But there's also a part of me that is still alive that goes,
yeah,
actually, no, it can be real, you
right.
know? And I have this belief that, okay, and this is actually, I do actually believe this.
Okay.
I believe that in your world, what you believe is true in your reality.
Okay.
And that might be very different to mine.
Okay.
But that doesn't...
In terms of what, though?
In terms of anything in the world.
Okay.
If you believe that there are fairies in your garden and you really, really, really believe that,
uh-huh.
then for you, that's the truth.
Okay.
I don't, so it's not true.
It's you have gnomes and I have fairies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I just think that I believe that anything is possible.
Yeah.
And in that sentence, anything is possible.
Right.
So
unless my truth is something that would have some consequence for you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's where you have to draw the line.
Then you have
to draw the line. Like if I believe in fairies, it's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
But if I said, if you believe in gnomes, mm-hmm. you're going to like die a violent death, then you might.
Then you're affecting my belief.
Yeah.
Don't affect my belief.
Right.
I like my belief the way it is.
Okay. So I feel like we have a good system there.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That works.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't affect anyone else.
Yeah.
Then it can be true for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
live in your own world.
Beautiful.
Enjoy your bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on this tour that's never ending right now.
Yeah, right.
It's going everywhere. So you must find time to have a normal life in between, right? You're not just on this tour.
No, I just do the tour and I go in.
And then you go home.
And I go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk my dogs.
Yeah.
Make cakes.
Okay.
And then I go back.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. So it is nice.
Are you going home soon? Do you get to go back to real life soon?
Yeah. So this is a little bit of a detour.
Okay.
We're only here. I mean, I've already played the US on this tour.
Right.
Because, you know, we're only supposed to play one gig per country. But I'm actually playing here tomorrow. And
in the city?
I'm playing in Long Island.
Nice.
I should know where I'm playing. Because that would help for this particular situation. But I don't
Well, it won't
know.
Post in time for that. So,
so it won't
say,
help.
Go on YouTube, guys, and look up the footage of her in
yeah,
Long
look
Island.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. I was in Long Island and I was also in Connecticut
yeah,
at
okay.
one point.
Nice.
But you know what? We're filming the one in Connecticut.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
There you go.
So that'll be nice.
What are you going to do with it?
It's PBS.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to film it.
Okay.
They can do whatever they want.
Cool.
I don't know. Show people it. I guess.
Yeah, probably.
And then
I'm sure they'll want to.
People will make their little comments and I'll cry.
But
I'll cry
like PBS viewers are probably a little nicer in the comments.
Do you think so?
I think they're probably a little more conservative maybe, so they're not going to be just like pure vitriol.
Talking about that, what's going on with Donald Trump?
You tell me.
I don't know.
What's your perspective?
I have no idea. All I'm hearing is
Can
like
you believe it?
It's this crazy thing. My mum spent a little time in America recently, so yeah. She's been telling me about it.
Okay.
Obviously, I have no idea because I don't really watch any television at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in your world. It's America,
you
first
don't want
off.
To.
So this is crazy, though. Like,
it's
this
crazy.
Guy was on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be the president of bloody...
Yeah, we'll see.
That can't happen. Is that going to happen?
Well, that's what his party is afraid of, that it can't happen. So they're worried that he being the nominee will be the end of the Republican Party's chances
oh, really?
Of winning. Yeah. Yeah. So he's facing it from all sides.
And
but
the other guys,
a lot of people are voting for him, so I don't know. It's
why
a crazy country.
Why
it's
do you think people
country.
Like him? Like, what's the thing about him that people like?
I think he's tapping into, you know, frustration. People are having hard times economically. They're worried about their jobs. And, you know, this guy comes in and he's like, I'm going to get your jobs back and I'm going to put money back in your pockets. And
don't they all say that, though? Isn't that kind of...
Yeah, but some people actually try to explain how those things will be possible. And it's not always like this fairy tale solution. But he doesn't explain a lot about how he's going to make these things happen.
Right.
He just kind of makes nice promises. And you
well,
know,
I heard him. I'm heard him making promises about killing people as well.
Yeah, some people are into that too. So that's the most concerning part
it's
of this.
It's scary.
Yeah, I know. It's gone from being a joke to it's kind of scary
I would
now.
Say I can speak for... Only a few people.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Okay.
I would say that it's scary from the outsider's perspective because America is so important. Whoever runs America is so important to everybody else.
Right.
So I know I'm English and I haven't got a say in this, but I know I will be affected by it. And so will everyone in France and so will everyone in Germany. You know, like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So you guys have to vote someone in that's like...
Who
you know,
should we vote for?
Who's a nice guy? I don't know, but just pick someone
or
that doesn't
nice
want to kill people. Or a nice girl. Oh, yeah, there's Hillary. She's involved as well, isn't
yeah.
she? So who have you got? You've got Trump. You've got Hillary. You've got Bernie, who's uh-huh. the old nice man. Everyone seems to like him, don't
right?
they?
Right, uh-huh.
I don't know why. I have no idea. I will look that up.
Because he sounds a lot like Larry David, and people love that.
Does he?
He does. Larry David does a great Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is he a nice guy? Do you think
he seems like
a
nice guy.
Seems
yeah.
like a nice guy.
Yeah, he marched with Dr. King. He's
oh, that's know, good.
He's got his good liberal bona fides.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the options on the Democrat side are pretty good.
Okay,
so we'll see how it all shakes out.
Okay, and what about Hillary? What's she like as a woman? Because you know, she's standing for us.
Yeah,
you know, we've got a.
Do you guys have any? Do you have any feeling about her?
I really
over there.
I just wish I knew. I need more education on this.
Yeah,
you know, I need to know. I need to ask. All of you Americans, basically.
Well, go ask them in Long Island.
Okay.
You'll get
in
some
Long
unfiltered
Island.
Opinions. Sure.
Okay. The feeling towards Hillary so far is not going very well. Every time I ask, it's like, ugh.
Really?
Which I feel sad about because she's a chick.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't feel sad about because that's me being completely sexist. Oops.
Totally. I don't know if that's sexist.
It is because it's because I want to feel good towards her because she's my sex.
Yeah. Solidarity, sister.
I know. I can't help it. I can't help it.
It's good.
But, you know, you
we
shouldn't
need it.
Ever.
It we
shouldn't
need to
come
help
into
each other.
It. Yeah, I know.
No, it's okay.
But
for
we do
for the
need
right
to stand
ones.
Together.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the spirit of this podcast.
Yes.
So we brought it back to the heart of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's important. It should happen more.
Exactly.
Hmm.
All right. Well.
But she might be like Maggie Thatcher. God, what if she was like Maggie Thatcher? What would we do? What would you guys
know.
Do?
What are you guys going to do? You'll just turn your backs on us. That's fine. It
oh
happened
my God.
Before. It happened with GW. It might happen again.
I'm going to move to Zimbabwe if that happens.
There you go. You're probably going there anyway on your tour.
Probably. Definitely.
All right, Joss, what are you going to play for us today?
Okay,
what song do you got up your sleeve?
I'll play a song called Let Me Breathe.
Okay, off the new album.
Yep, it's off the new album. And the track has a chap called Nitin Sawhney on it. He plays flamenco guitar. But it's just me and Leon today, so it'll just be, you know, a little bit more chill.
Yeah.
But the guitar on it is actually really, really sweet.
Awesome.
So, you know, check it out just for that, I think.
All right.
But I'll try and sing it.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
The more I fight the day, the more it drags on. No blues can sing it away. I just gotta press on. The more you talk to me, baby, the more I cry. Leave me quickly, save me from the darkness you provide. It's just too hard, it's just too hard to deal with. It's just too much, it's just too much to deal with. I had enough, so hang up on my call. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get control of my focus. I can't take this feeling no more. Please don't make me love you no more. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get me out from under. I can't take this feeling no more. Please don't make me love you no more. Don't make me love you now. You swore you'd love me forever, but you'd rather stay away. You promised we'd be together. Are you expecting me to wait or an imaginary day to come and fix this pain? Baby, I know what you're doing, and it's a shameful game to play. Who exactly do you think I am? You're not gonna wipe your feet on me. Just tell me straight, let there be no mistaking. It's just too hard, it's just too hard to deal with. It's just too much, it's just too much to deal with. I had enough, so hang up on my call. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get control of my focus. I can't take this feeling no more. Please don't make me love you no more. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get me out from under. I can't take this feeling no more. Please don't make me love you. Don't make me love you. That I don't feel right without you, and you kinda lie. The option of falling back into my love whenever you feel like. Way down in the shadows I can make out just a chink of a light, but the window's just too high. Freedom's asking me why I can't make the high, 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 high. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get control of my focus. This feeling no more. Please don't make me love you no more. Let me be, let me breathe, let me get me out from under. I can't take this feeling no more. Please don't make me love you no more. Don't make me love you, love. You gotta let me go now. Come on, just let me move.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.